In many of the Republican primary runoff elections this year in Texas, the campaigns have turned negative, with personal attacks on the character of candidates mixing in with debate on the issues. The District 2 Senate race between incumbent Bob Dole and challenger Bob Hall has been one of several examples. Recently, the Dole campaign was successful in getting area radio stations to pull an anti-Dole ad that the senator said contained false statements, as well as defamatory content unfairly characterizing his medical practice. Dole is a physician in Greenville. Meanwhile, Bob Hall has had to defend his character against unflattering details from 1994 Florida court documents from the aftermath of a divorce. In the court records, Hall's former wife, Jane Hall, said that Bob Hall had physically attacked her during an incident when he refused to leave her house. In the documents, Jane Hall also said, quote, "During our 23 years of marriage, he was prone to furious rages. I was physically, sexually, and verbally abused for most of our marriage." The document goes on to accuse Bob Hall of frequent, quote, "wide mood swings due to years of alcohol abuse." KETR spoke with Hall, who defended himself against the claims and the documents.
I was divorced in 1990, and about 4 years later, my ex-wife wanted more money, and I didn't have it to give her and wasn't inclined to do so. So she decided to try to leverage it by filing a false abuse complaint, thinking that I would cave in and meet her demands, but I didn't. Now, when you file an abuse complaint, the courts automatically issue a temporary restraining order. There's no evidence, no witnesses, nothing needed except someone asks for one. They get it automatically. Then they require a hearing to be held within 28 days, and normally a permanent temporary restraining order is issued. It's almost it's not quite automatic, but it's almost that far, because judges just don't want to deny it and then have an incident occur. Well, in this case, the judge saw through it that what she was accusing me of was absolutely bogus and totally false, that there was no indication that there had been any violence and there was no indication that there was any threat, and he dismissed the case immediately at that very first hearing and wrote on the order himself, "no indication." Well, Mr. Dole took that file and he removed everything except her complaint from it, and then proceeded to provide that file to the Dallas Morning News and to other bloggers who either willingly or unknowingly then took that as being the total story and proceeded to write about this so-called 20 years of domestic abuse, where in actuality there was absolutely no abuse. Matter of fact, he knew that because he sent a private eye to track down my ex-wife. Well, I didn't even know where she was. She changed her name a number of times, and I had no idea where she was living. His private eye found her, and she confirmed to the private eye that there was really no incident, and she had nothing bad to say about me. She only wished me well and actually hoped I'd win the race. But he also didn't disclose that either. He just wanted to try to use it as a personal attack to try to destroy me personally, as opposed to taking on the issues.
Texas State Senate District 2 candidate Bob Hall. Tomorrow during Morning Edition, we'll look at the radio ad that Bob Dole's campaign said contained defamatory claims. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.